Hi and welcome. I'm Michelle Marchant Johnson, and I'm so thrilled that you're joining me for the MAN panel because I have the privilege of interviewing some of the world's top love, dating, relationship, and manifestation experts on this program. And they all happen to be male, with the exception of a couple of really important female guests who have done many years of research on men. And I'm really excited about having back a returning guest, and that is Hemal Radia. Welcome, Hemal.
Thank you, Michelle. It's an honor to be part of your MAN panel. It's great to be back.
So happy to have you back. And I know that many of the women watching may be familiar with you and your work. You've been on some of my programs before, but we always have a lot of new people as well. And so I want to give people just a little introduction, a little formal intro, and then we're going to jump into what I know is going to be a really great topic. Hemal Radia has been a super coach and speaker for over 25 years and is the author of the fantastic Find You and You Find Everything, The Secrets to the Law of Attraction. He's helped many thousands of people around the world master manifesting to have their dreams come true through live seminars in London, Las Vegas, Australia, as well as his popular weekly Manifesting Excellence webinars. Hemal's Manifesting Excellence program is the finest in state-of-the-art manifesting methods to take charge of your life and make amazing things happen now. Whether it be finding true love, skyrocketing your finances, or anything else, he is the go-to guy to make it happen. So welcome once again. So happy to have you here.
Thank you, Michelle. I'm so happy to be a part of this. It's always so much fun. We come up with so many insights, which I know are so helpful because I hear from people afterwards, and I'm sure you do as well. So it's an honor to be a part of your very prestigious event.
Thank you so much. We're so happy to have you back. So we're going to talk about something that you and I haven't really talked about before, but I think will be really helpful to a lot of people. And that is 5 secrets to manifesting irresistible love via dating sites. And you and I were talking before we started recording this about how we hear frequently, often, some of the frustrations, some of the disappointment, some of the disillusionment, we might say, of experiences that happen out there on dating sites and apps. And yet during the pandemic period in particular, it's really been about the only way a lot of people have had to make some of these new potential connections. And so I think this is an important topic, and I'm excited about what you have to say about it. So you share a little bit about some of your initial thoughts about it, and then let's jump right into the 5 secrets.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Michelle, it's the first time that you and I are talking about it. And Michelle and I were talking just before we started the live event. It's really about, we've both come across women who've had challenges dating online. You know, some enjoy it, some find it exciting, some get frustrated, some find that they're attracting the wrong people. And I thought it'd be great to talk about this topic and apply Michelle's magic and my own to this, and my own input into this will be like the metaphysical side of it, applying manifesting and law of attraction. So hopefully with what we cover in the coming moments, I think it'll be hopefully a lot more fun, a lot more enjoyable if someone does want to do it, and they'll see it a whole new way, hopefully anyway. So I've got five secrets to manifesting irresistible love, and sometimes they might mingle together, but I think you'll find it very useful. So the first thing I would say, it's really seeing it as a tool to serve you and not stress you. That's the thing. I think what I also realized, I mean, quite a few women clients this year said to me they were frustrated with dating. Again, they were attracting the wrong people. And what I was finding also is that they were kind of forcing themselves each night to be swiping, spending an hour swiping through the available men and so on and so on. And what I realized was, it almost seemed like a chore, a burden for them to be doing that. And what the thing to ask yourself is, why are you doing it? See, oftentimes one reason why obviously we're talking with women for our event here, it could be men, women, but usually the reason they're doing it is because they don't believe they can attract men some other way. It's not as easy in terms of socializing and so on and so on. And they see online dating as the quicker, easier way. The key thing is this though, it's the energy that you do it from. And we'll talk more about that later. But the first thing is just to soothe how you see the things. Rather than being put off by having to swipe tonight, it's really seeing it as a tool that's serving you rather than something that you're forcing yourself to do. it's also something not just online dating, but I mean, nowadays we have social networks. I mean, I know when social networks started about 10, 12 years ago with Facebook, Twitter, and so on and so on. At that time, people were kind of finding that balance about being online or not just not dating, but just connecting with people outside in the offline world. And I think what I discovered, my own experiences were the online world in terms of social media at that time was it accelerates what you can do online. So you can contact a lot more people if you're setting up law of attraction or dating websites or groups or whatever, you connect to a lot more people a lot more quickly than you go out into the street and find people to do that. So online dating, one benefit is it allows you to connect to a lot of people a lot more quickly. It's a tool to serve you, not stress you, and also explore why you're doing it. Do you feel this is the only way you'll find a man? You want to shift that energy. You want to start to not see it from a lackful place, like, oh, I have to do this because it's the only way, instead of, I enjoy doing this. I enjoy, you know, connecting with the men on there, and I'll only connect to the ones that resonate with me and not spend time on the ones that don't. So it's like, how can you see the activity in a way that excites you rather than fills you with dread or like a chore? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really resonate with this, and a couple of key things that I just want to put the explanation point on here that you said. One is, I do think it's really important to see it as a tool and not a master, because I do think that I've talked to some women who said, you know, it's overwhelming to have to kind of go through all of those profiles and sift through all of those pictures and swipe right or swipe left or whatever. And I believe that if you can manage it so that it is a tool and it feels like something to serve you, you know, maybe you decide you're going to spend a certain amount of time each week on it. Another question that I love for women to ask around this and other aspects of dating as well is, how can I make this more fun? How can I make this like a game or more enjoyable, or, you know, keep a sense of humor about it, find the humor in it, and also look at it when you are on there as an opportunity to connect with people that you might not otherwise meet in real life, and recognize that online there's a little bit of everything, a little bit of everyone. It's kind of a large, sampling of a swath of humanity. And so sometimes, Samal, I compare it to, if you're imagining yourself, you're in the UK, for women in the United States, maybe you're walking down the streets of London or New York City, you're going to see all kinds of people from all different backgrounds and nationalities and walks of life. And when you're walking through these crowds of people, you'll see all different people. Most of them are not likely going to be your ideal love match, but somewhere out there, there is someone. And so I think online is kind of like that. If you go into it knowing there's a lot of different people from a lot of different backgrounds of life, and many of them are not necessarily going to be your ideal love match, but there could be someone out there who is. I think it can kind of shift your way of thinking about it.
I totally agree.
The mindset piece that you're talking about here and the way you approach it is so important.
Yeah, you're absolutely right in terms of it being a cross-section of the real world out there, essentially. And also, and we'll talk about it in a moment, the real world also, if we talk metaphysically, it's a reflection of ourselves. So same with the online world, and we'll come to that in a moment. One thing you also said, which just reminded me, you said about making it fun, and I totally agree with that. I think it's very important. Otherwise, it feels like a chore, and that's the energy you come from. And then sometimes, you know, you project that energy in the interaction sometimes as well. But one thought that came to me as you were saying that, Michelle, is to find the apps that resonate with you as well. Find something that's your style. So it might be different apps, the way the algorithms run, or the way, you know, what they ask of you, and so on and so on. So you might want to find something that does feel fun. So try a few different things as well, rather than just going for the first thing or the thing that everyone tells you about, sort of thing. So you might want to look around on that front. Okay. So secondly, so manifesting a law of attraction and online dating, manifesting a law of attraction is very much like a search engine. So in the sense that when you go onto a search engine, and nowadays, of course, Google is the one that people think of, when you search something, your initial search might not be exactly precisely honed in. But what happens is you type in a search, and then you get the search results. And then you think, ah, that's what I need. So now you have a bit more clarity based on those results. And now you enter something a bit more specific in the search engine. And then you get some more specific results. And then you get even more specific. Life and online dating is very much like that, and hence your focus, which is what manifesting and law of attraction is about. As you experience things, such as with online dating or even offline dating, as you experience things, you have more clarity. So I often use this story and this analogy where it's like a woman saying, "I would like a man that's tall, dark, and handsome." Okay, very simple. so she goes dating, and then she dates a guy, and let's say, for example, he's a smoker. So now she's got clarity that she wants tall, dark, and handsome, but a non-smoker. So she has, it's like the search engine. Now you're entering a more precise result. In this case, in terms of your consciousness, in terms of what you're looking for. So now she then says, I'd like a man that likes to cook, or that will appreciate my meals, or a man that will like to travel and will go places together. So she's got more clarity. So this is the thing, as you experience online dating or any sort of dating, but especially online, because online things happen at much more of a pace. And so you get much more clarity much more quickly about what you like, what you don't like. So it allows you to get more and more specific. So really, I'll talk more about it in a moment. What we attract is a reflection of our own consciousness, which might be surprising to many people, but we'll talk more about it in a moment. So oftentimes I've worked with women who've not been able to attract anyone for years, and oftentimes they'll say to me, "Hemel, there's no men in my town, or there's no eligible men doing, you know, who are available for me." And usually what we find is, again, if we go with this metaphysical view that we're all interconnected and everything we attract is a reflection of ourselves, then if we're not attracting something, either on some level we fear attracting it. So sometimes women will say something like, "Hemel, I attract men that are not looking for something serious." And so I'll say to a woman, "Okay, if you attracted a man today who wanted to spend the rest of his life with you, how would you feel? What would your instinctive reaction be?" And when I ask that, sometimes they'll like step back and go, what was that hesitation for? That was an unconscious hesitation. Do you really want it or not? And they'll say, "Well, yes, it would be great, but I feel I would lose my freedom or my independence." Okay, mm-hmm. And I would say, look, that's what's happening there. So deep down, you on a surface level, you want it. Maybe you want to be married or have a long-term relationship, but deep down, you're scared of losing your freedom and your independence. So let's work with that. So then we work some with those blocks. So she feels, she doesn't feel any freedom or independence by having a man. In fact, she maybe feels even freer by having a man in her life. So it's turning around those blocks and those beliefs. And so then she attracts the guy, because oftentimes when we don't want something we prefer not to see it, and we attract the wrong relationships because we're scared of attracting the right one sometimes. So mm-hmm. So it's very much, I was saying, like a search engine. So it's like clarity, it's evolution as you date, including online dating, which is often at a faster pace. You know, tonight you could interact with 10, 50 or 100 guys you could see online potentially through searches and whatever else, rather than in the physical world potentially. So you get a lot more clarity a lot more quickly, and as you get clarity, your own energy shifts and your own awareness shifts, and you attract more and more of what you want and less of what you don't want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity for clarity, and I think it's also a really great opportunity for practice in different kinds of interactions. You know, sometimes just the little banter or the little conversations that can go on online through these sites or apps, or the phone conversation that you might have before actually meeting someone, or the Zoom call or the FaceTime call that you might do before meeting someone. I think it can provide a lot of really good practice per se in terms of kind of updating or honing your skills if it's been a while since you've dated. So it provides clarity around some of that as well as, you know, the search engine piece and kind of searching and clarifying even more deeply what you want. And so from that standpoint, I think this comes back to the first one, which is, I think it can really be a really powerful tool that can really enhance your dating confidence and your dating clarity.
Yeah, and Michelle, what you were saying there about interacting and enjoying the process and practicing interacting, I you're reminding me of something that some of my clients have recently said. Oftentimes they'll meet a guy and they're kind of scared of saying the wrong thing or doing the wrong thing. Or I know someone recently, she was interacting with a guy by text, and then suddenly he disappeared. And she was like, "Well, did I do the wrong thing?" And I said, "Look, no, there's nothing wrong in what you said." So I think it's also being kind to yourself. Realize people have ups and downs, they have distractions, different people have different styles and how they communicate. So I'd also just say it's being easy and kind on yourself as well, and not putting too much pressure. And I think going back to what we were saying earlier, it's about not stressing about the whole thing. It's like, if you're wanting an amazing relationship, you've got to feel at ease, you've got to be yourself, rather than being on edge, trying to be perfect, trying to second guessing yourself every time you communicate because someone hasn't replied within 5 seconds or a certain way that you wanted. It's being kind to yourself. Like I said, people have different things happening around them. They have different communication styles. And also, if someone is the right one, you'll work it out. You'll learn and you'll grow together. You'll understand each other's styles. And that's what life is. And that's what relationships are about anyway. So the texting or the Zooming or the FaceTiming or whatever else that you do or phone, talking on phone, you know, the relationship will grow through that. So don't try and get it perfect. Be kind to yourself. You know, it's not like the relationship will be perfect on the first day. It may be, but you will evolve and grow together. And that's part of the fun of it and the process of it as well. So it's just being a bit kinder to yourself in the process.
Yeah, absolutely. Being kinder to yourself and also have compassion for those who are on the opposite side of the phone or the messaging or that sort of thing. I really think that's an important thing. And while it is, I think, an opportunity to enhance your confidence and clarity, your point about not having to have everything perfect is also a really important one and really good one. And I always tell women, it's hard to scare off the right man by doing something the wrong way. In other words, you're not going to scare off the right person if you say something inartfully or awkwardly or something like that. It's just not gonna scare off the right person that easily.
Yeah. And that also goes back to what we were saying earlier. It's what energy are you in? Are you fearful of losing him because you're in a scared, you're in a lackful mentality, like there aren't enough men out there? Again, right. The universe will reflect your vibe about it. So be at ease with it, be at peace with it. And then, you know, it's like there could be an ocean of the right men, but the right one will stick out even more sort of thing because he's the right one sort of thing. So it's that having that approach rather than I've got to be perfect because I don't want to lose my chance because I might not find someone else sort of thing. That's probably not the best approach. And right. On that story I was just saying about the woman that was kind of second guessing herself and so on, this is the irony of it. So I run sort of weekly webinars where people interact with me about what's happening. So over weeks, she was asking various questions. This was the thing we found over the weeks when we would interact, when she was frightened and anxious, etc., he would disappear. When we did a conversation or a demo and her vibe was in the right place, he was usually in touch that evening. And so it was very much, she realized it was very much about her vibe, about how she was opening the door for someone to come back and communicate with her rather than step away sort of thing. So again, it's our vibe and our energy is much more powerful than we often realize.
And that anxiousness or that scarcity kind of energy, it's amazing how we might not think or feel that someone else can sense that, but they can. I think we've all probably had the experience of being on a date or being in an interaction with someone where there's sort of a desperate or clingy feeling vibe.
Yep.
And I'm sure they're not trying to come across that way, but it energetically comes across, and it's amazing how it can come across even through these online messages.
Yeah. And the other thing also I'll add from the male side of things is that obviously, understandably, traditionally, women expect men to lead the way and so on, which is absolutely fair enough. But also realize men are learning and growing through the process as well. They might not have all the answers and they may all come from different backgrounds. You don't know, you know, whether they've been dating a lot or whether they've been through a breakup or a tough one or whatever else they've been through. So they're learning and growing and they're evolving just as you are in the process sort of thing. But understandably, yes. Men, you know, are expected to be chivalrous and traditional and lead the way, absolutely. But they're also learning and fitting that role as well. So, okay. So the third thing I would say is be the energy of what you want. So how do I want to be? You know, where do I want to be at in my life? Do I want to feel loved? Do I want to feel joy? And the other thing is, in terms of being that energy, oftentimes people will say, yes, Hemel, and it's going to be so great when that man's here, I will feel love and whatever else. And this is the thing, though, it's very similar to when someone says, I can't attract money, and you know, it'll be much easier to feel rich when I have the money here. Yes, but that's not how it works metaphysically. You've got to be the energy for it to come in. So this is the thing. It's oftentimes when someone says, oh, I want to feel love and passion and joy and intimacy and all the good stuff, but I need a man to feel it. So this is the thing. Imagine a man is here in your life right now, today. How would that feel? Okay. Let that feeling, feel that feeling within you, love, whatever it might be, love, intimacy, passion, joy, etc., etc. Now take the man out of the picture and notice what it feels within you. So see, what happens is this, just like with the money example, if we had a pile of cash on the table, we would suddenly feel rich, okay? All that's happened is the visual stimuli has made you create a sensation within you that feels free and rich and abundant. It's the same here. Understandably, with a man, it might be, you know, looking at him visually, it might be something that he says, it might be a way that he touches you, it might be his perfume, etc., etc. So it's feeling this stuff without necessarily a man being here. And it's being unconditional about that vibe. Otherwise, you get needy. It's like someone can be needy about money or needy about a man or a woman or whatever else it might be. So it's creating these feelings within you so you attract it. Otherwise, if it's a very conditional thing, then you'll need the man around you always for you to be happy. And this is the thing, it's like where you're light and free flowing and easy about it, you'll attract it much more easily. Literally, I mean, I've worked with people where we've shifted the vibe and someone has come in and they're in a much lighter vibe to have attracted that. But mm-hmm. when they're in a much clingy, heavier vibe, it may come in, but then they're very much clinging onto it, which is very uncomfortable. You know, maybe again, maybe people watching this would be thinking about dates they've been on where maybe they've been with a guy and suddenly he's calling them up and they need more, and he needs more and so on and so on. And you can kind of feel that it doesn't feel very attractive. It maybe pushes, it makes it feel a bit claustrophobic sometimes. So energetically, you know, there's a lot more happening underneath the surface. So it's feeling the sensations. And this is the thing, when you feel the sensations, you become attractive. So when you are love, when you are joy, you're attractive, not because you need it, but because you are that. And then you attract everything that is a match to that. So it's being the energy of what you are wanting.
Yeah. I think this is so powerful and so important. And again, that energy, even though we may not recognize it, is something that can actually be felt. It's actually something that the universe responds to, that other people respond to. And having kind of that lightness and that joy when you're approaching this, that love that when you're approaching this, is something that is incredibly powerful. It's a powerful force. So sometimes I'll even suggest that women, when they're like creating their profile or when they're going online, that they get into that feeling, that sensation of what it would feel like to already have that, to already have that in their lives, or thinking of the amazing man and the amazing relationship that they're going to be with, and kind of being filled up with that energy so that they are approaching it when they're going online or they're interacting from a place of kind of feeling already full, already happy, already complete. And if that feeling of love and security, there's not scarcity or fear, they don't really coexist very well. And it's just amazing how that can shift the whole experience, as well as be a more effective way to draw in good things. Plus, you know what? It's just a more fun way to live.
Yeah. I mean, like manifestationally, we want to live in the energy. And that's what divinity is in my view. It's like tuning into that energy and then we live, it's like heaven on earth. We live from that energy. And this is the other thing. And this is probably a very key thing as well, which is when you have that energy, that's got the how. So oftentimes women are asking, but how will it happen? But how will it happen, Hemel? When will I meet him? Where will I meet him? That energy has the how. So it'll create the synchronistic meeting. You'll just happen to, oh, by the way, this is the big thing. Although we're talking very much about meeting online, online dating, okay? This is more about your journey. So as you're in the right energy, even if you're doing online dating, what could happen is you could suddenly be going out for that day at a train station and meet a guy there. So this is the thing. Although we're talking about online dating, I want to emphasize it can happen anywhere. The key thing is you're using this as a tool for your energy and your own evolution and your journey. So he could come through the online portal, the online way, or it could be that you've used the online way to shift your energy about men and suddenly they're coming in from all sorts of different angles into your life. So just be aware of that.
Yeah, and like I was absolutely. Saying,
yep. Yeah. And also it's again, like I said, very much the how. So this is a key point, which I know oftentimes many women are saying, but how will it happen? You know, I've been frustrated for so many years. Okay. But the other thing, by the way, if someone's frustrated, turn away from that energy. So it doesn't matter whether you've been trying to find a man for minutes, weeks, months, or years, or even decades, shift that energy though. So if you're someone, you know, maybe you've not been married yet, or maybe you have been and you know, you're dealing with a breakup or whatever else, you want to put that energy away though. You want to heal that, resolve that, deal with it in whatever way is appropriate that you need to, because you don't want to be coming from that energy. You want to be when that energy is cleared, it'll be from a freshness, it'll be an excitement, kind of like when Christmas is coming and you're really excited about Christmas, that fresh energy. That's how you want to be. And also you're not attracting a man to fix your past problems, because it's like you need those past problems healed, because you're not trying to, you're not attracting a man to fix anything, because that's the wrong energy. You're then you're putting the wrong energy out there to what you want to attract. It'll be a freshness, it'll be an excitement to it, and maybe even some tingles, etc., etc. That's the vibe you very much want to come at it from. But I think key point, very much, it's very much about it'll tell you the how. And the other thing I'll also add, similar to what we were saying earlier, if it's not moving forward, okay. Oftentimes, if you're trying to attract something, it's not moving forward, or it doesn't feel good. There's something else seeping in there energetically in terms of what you're thinking about. Is it about past experiences with men, past relationships? Are you fearful of something? You know, have you been through a breakup and financially it wasn't good for you, and you're worried about putting yourself at risk in some way? So you want to take all fears, all blocks out of it. You want to look into that. You know, what's making me hesitate? You know, if there was something, what would it be? So get a piece of paper and just start writing. Don't think about it. Just start writing. That way you'll get more of the unconscious thoughts. So oftentimes, you know, when women are with friends, they'll say, like, they'll talk, but it'll be very much on a conscious level, a conscious story they tell themselves. But if you get a piece of paper and just start writing, what makes me hesitate about being, whatever, married or being in a relationship or whatever, just start writing, see what comes up on that list, and then handle that. If you handle all your fears then and blocks and any conflicts around it, then it'll feel very exciting, it'll feel very natural, and the answers will then come in. Suddenly you'll get invitations to go to places where you'll meet men and whatever else. That's how it tends to happen. So like we were saying earlier, if it's not moving, there's got to be something more happening there subconsciously to handle, so you can move forward. Mm-hmm. So okay, coming to number four, and this is very much similar to what we said earlier. It's online dating is very much a way of fast tracking opportunities, but also these opportunities are not just to meet men, but also to experience yourself, and so, you know, to clean up your blocks, any conflicts and your fears. So it's like, if you're going on one date a month in the offline world, or one date a week, okay, instead you might be interacting with five guys one evening, sort of thing, and you might notice what comes up within you. Do you feel uncomfortable? Do you feel, so explore what that is. Explore what it's bringing up within you. Now, it could be, yeah, these are men that trigger yellow flags or red flags in you, and that's okay, but it just be aware of what's coming up within you. Is that always coming up when you're interacting with men? Is it a common denominator where it's like, it's okay to, it's like, let me give you an example. It's like a woman going on, let's say, 10 dates or 100 dates and saying, ah, all the men are like this. So hang on, that's quite a statistical number. I mean, that's got a lot of men to have a certain view on. The common denominator is that woman. And I would say explore, what, you know, is there something there? You know, I mean, it could just be all the men are like that, but what's coming up within us? You know, so do I feel uncomfortable? Is it reminding me of an experience before or whatever else? So you want to handle what's coming up within you so it feels comfortable, and you're more at peace, and so on and so on. So really, it's a fast track opportunity to evolve yourself. And as we evolve, the more quickly we get what we want energetically. We create a match to that. Similar to what we were saying earlier when I was using the search engine analogy, that as we have clarity, we hone in on what we do want, sort of thing. So, I mean, I'll give you an example. Years ago, I wanted to have a Jaguar car. So I thought, okay, Jaguars are nice. So I got brochures, catalogs. But then I thought, okay, well, which one would I really like? So I went on test drives, and this is going back about 10, 12 years now. Then I got clarity. I would like this particular model, and I'd like this and this and that. And so now I was really honed in. I had specificity, I had clarity, and that was much more powerful than me saying I'd like a Jaguar, which mm-hmm. would very much be like someone saying I'd like someone tall, dark, and handsome. So mm-hmm. so it's about being precise with your energy, but not limiting it. So that's the other thing as well. It's like someone says, well, am I being too specific? Well, this is the thing. The way I teach it is, when you get specific, you're being really specific with your energy, but don't be attached to it. Be a bit more fluid in that. So in my case, you know, I wanted a particular model of a car, a Jaguar. It was a blue Jaguar with a particular model. And what I discovered as I learned more about it, was that wasn't the best model. There was actually a better model, and I've ended up with a golden one of a different model, which is actually a better model. So I was open-minded, and something better came along than I expected. So it's just being open to it as well, but using specificity to excite yourself. So, you know, a man that treats you this way and is like this and that and so on. So write down things that excite you, the more exciting it is, the more you're tuning your energy into it. And then the more you're connected to it energetically is then about believing it. So initially you get there. So when someone starts off, they might find that they can't get to an excited place about it because they're not clear on what they want. It might just be the tall, dark, handsome thing. As they keep their energy on that, they might then say, oh, I'd like him to have a sense of humor. And I'd like us as a relationship to be like this, as a couple like this and that. And then it's getting much more powerful. Then you want to have expectation and confidence and belief that it's already here. So, but you can't always have that at the first step because you're not, you know, the vision isn't strong enough yet. As it gets stronger, you want to add belief into it as well and the knowing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I like your example with the Jaguar car and the specificity and yet having some fluidity as well. So this or something better kind of idea, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Absolutely. It's so, and the thing is, remember what we said earlier, this is the thing about it. Oftentimes when people use manifesting or visualization or law of attraction, they're trying to visualize it to have it, which is understandable because that's why we're having this conversation, because you all want to have something that you would like. What I would say, though, is enjoy the process of it. So visualize because you enjoy visualization. So in a sense, do something for the sake of doing it rather than just for the, it's like a bit of a contradiction. On one hand, we're saying have the end goal in mind, the end energy, but also then enjoy the process of it and be non-attached to the outcome as well, sort of thing. Because sometimes people, like we said earlier, people will use an app because they want the outcome, which is understandable, but they'll do visualization because they want the outcome. But oftentimes what seeps into that energy is the attachment to the outcome. So it's like, it's wanting the outcome, but not being attached to it and enjoying the journey to it. And that's where you get these stories where women will say things like, you know what, I wasn't even thinking about a guy and he just came out of the blue and I wasn't even thinking about it, because what was happening, she was unattached, she was non-attached, she was enjoying her life, her journey, and she was in the right vibration to it and it came in. So you don't necessarily have to force it, you don't have to sort of necessarily thinking, see, if you're happy and love filled and whatever other vibrations are there, if you have that, even without thinking a man, you will attract it in different ways. It's the same frequency of energy. So okay, last point. Anything else you want to add so far, Michelle?
No, that's great. That's great. You gave us that one really well.
Thank you. So everything is consciousness. And so we talked about that. We talked about the online world and we've talked about the offline world. So yourself, the physical world, the internet, everything's consciousness. It's a whole network. So when you're using an app, of course, you're using a particular network and you're connecting to people. But similarly, in the real world, you're still connected to a network energetically and metaphysically. So, and like I was saying earlier, when you're using the app, you're evolving in the process. You're learning about what you want, what you don't want. Maybe you're finding an app that resonates better with you, you know, adjusting things in a way that are more enjoyable and fun, like Michelle was saying. So it's really finding that balance within yourself, so you're attracting things, but realizing that you're not an island, you're interconnected. And with everything that we've shared so far, as you work with yourself, you'll attract more and more of what you want, sort of thing. But noticing, like we said earlier, noticing what you are attracting. Are there common themes? You know, do you attract a particular type of man? Are there particular types of instances that you're attracting? So it's looking beyond that. You know, what's in my energy? So for example, if you attract men that say, for example, they don't treat you very well. So how are you treating yourself? What's your self-esteem like, your self-value, your self-worth? So use it as a reflection. Don't beat yourself up over it, but it's being aware of our reflection. It's just being responsible, sort of thing, but not necessarily finding faults in yourself, but it's being kind to yourself in the process. It's being loving, it's being considerate, but realizing, because oftentimes what can happen with someone is they can go through months, years, decades of their life and keep blaming everything outside of themselves and not realizing how they're creating it, so to speak. So it's looking within, you know, what am I putting out there? Am I totally delighted to have what I want, or do I have some hesitation? Do I have some fears around it? So exploring that. So what you really want is, I'll give you an example. On my webinars, I work with someone using the car analogy, someone who wanted a car a few years ago. And I said to her, I know you want the money to have the car, but if you had the money right now, do you know which car that you want and how would you feel about having it? So she loved the idea of having cars, but she didn't know exactly what she wanted. She couldn't conceptualize it. This is what you want. You want to be able to conceive what you want right now in terms of what would it feel like if it's in your life today? And are you okay to receive it right now? Okay, then let the universe do its job. If you have a hesitation, if you feel like something doesn't feel quite right about having it right now, that's what you want to explore, because I often call it like a hot potato syndrome. So it's like, if people want money, but they feel uncomfortable even thinking about money right now, subconsciously, it's like a hot potato. They're not going to hold on to it. They'll sabotage it and they'll lose it, or they won't attract it in the first place. Same here about having a man. know, how would you feel right now having the relationship that you want? Is there any hesitation? Is there excitement? And just, you know, and it should be quite exciting. You know, you might say yes, but notice, are you saying that just because that's what you want? Is there something more deeper behind that? So explore that you really are excited about it and you feel it on a very, very much a cellular whole body level, the excitement to have what you want. So in terms of online stuff, realizing it's all interconnected, online, offline, and it's your own reflection to look into about how we're attracting what we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this idea of noticing what comes up for you when you say, if this were here in my life right now, how would I feel? And noticing if there's any resistance or if there's any pushback, or noticing if there's any feelings of, I'm not ready for that, or I don't feel worthy of that, or whatever it can be. Whatever can come up, I think is incredibly powerful, because we can be going through the motions of all of this and thinking we're doing everything quote unquote right. But if we have that going on inside without realizing it, because sometimes these things, well, many times these things are operating on more of an unconscious level. They can sabotage us, like you said. I mean, I kind of think of it as like, if you're not fully ready to receive that, it's like trying to pour a gallon of water into a 1-cup container. There's no capacity to hold it. There's no capacity to hold it. And so even if this thing were right in front of you, you're going to sabotage it in some way. If you don't feel worthy, or you don't feel ready, or you feel like a fear you mentioned, which is common, I'm going to lose my freedom or my independence or my autonomy or everything that I've worked for. Those are fears, I think, that oftentimes both women and men can have around this. And if those things are kind of going on, then no wonder it doesn't seem like the right opportunity is coming along. So I think noticing what comes up and asking yourself that question, first of all, you know, what kind, like you're giving the car example, what kind of car would it be? Or in this case, you know, what kind of man would this be? What kind of relationship? And if it were here in your life right now, are you really ready to receive it?
You're absolutely right, Michelle. People do, men and women, go through years, sometimes decades, not realizing this. And this is the thing. It's like, if you're so comfortable with your feelings, when I say comfortable, as in you've gotten so used to them that you don't know how to look beyond them, sort of thing. So that's why we're having conversations like this, to make people aware, to look within and to look deeper. And I would also say, is like the feeling that you have about having it, how's that feel? You know, does it feel comfortable? Does it feel a bit prickly? Does it feel tense? Does it feel, what's there? You know, what if you had to put a label on it, and some labels about that feeling, what labels would you put? And then notice what labels come up. And that we become, like I said, we become so familiar with something, and we tell ourselves, we kid ourselves, like, oh yes, you know, I'm going through the motions, I'm making it happen, but it's just not happening. It's always energetic. And like I said earlier, when you're in the right energy, the how will get taken care of. You'll be led to the right situation. It might be, if there's something that you need to learn, you'll be drawn to those situations to learn that sort of thing. It'll be more obvious when the right energy, that the breadcrumbs will appear to take you where you want to go. And it's similar to what I was saying earlier. Oftentimes I've worked with women where they'll say, like, for years and decades they couldn't find the right man, or there just wasn't an eligible man in that particular town or whatever else. And what I said is, like, when we worked on their energy, suddenly he showed up, sort of thing. And they would say, like, you know, for years I've been trying to find him, and within 3 weeks I found him, and he was just right on my doorstep, him, or like in my neighborhood or whatever else, in my city or state. So it's all about the energy. When you do that, you'll get the right you'll get the right ideas, the right information. Suddenly someone will orchestrate a trip for you somewhere, and you'll happen to meet the right guy, and so on and so on. So the universe will take care of the how. The synchronicities and the manifestations will get taken care of. And so this is all about putting it all together in that way for it to work in your favor. And there's great leverage in doing so. You know, we take lots of action steps, understandably, but when the energy lines up, there's so much more leverage to the steps that you do take. You take big movements towards having what you do want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I really, really resonate with what you're saying. And I want to also ask you a question that I think just might be in the minds of some people out there. So a little bit of devil's advocate here. Mm-hmm. So if someone's listening out there, and they haven't really experienced what you're talking about in terms of manifesting, because I suspect we have those in our audience for sure. And maybe there's a little bit of cynicism around this, like, you know, really, really seriously, this sounds really nice. This sounds really good, but really, really, does this work? Like, what would you say to those who are just kind of wanting to begin dipping their toe into this experience?
Yeah, and that's totally understandable, because I'm sure people and women are watching this at all various different levels sort of thing. So that totally makes sense. So what I would say is, in terms of, I mean, there's a lot of woo-woo stuff out there in terms of this stuff. Now, let me make it really, really simple. I mean, have you experienced synchronicities in your life? You know, you were thinking of someone, they called you, or you were thinking of something and suddenly, maybe you wanted a job or something, and then suddenly you had an offer or something came up a few days later. So that's the type of thing we're talking about, except we're going a bit more detailed so you can do it more deliberately and gently and lovingly to have more of what you want. But the main point is, the main premise being that we're interconnected. That's kind of what we're getting at, rather than us being islands and very separate. So we're all interconnected, and that's really the premise we're going at, that actually, and what if actually we're interconnected, and then what lights up in your connection is more a reflection of where you are, sort of thing. So if you're new to this, maybe even cynical, understandably, it's just taking things a step at a time. You know, hopefully you'll find some bits in what we've said that you do resonate with. I would start with those. Don't try and figure out the ones that you maybe don't make sense just yet. Start with the ones that do and build those. And then hopefully other gaps will fill in as you progress. But just being gentle with yourself, start with what does resonate and go with that. And then as you progress, other things will open up and hopefully they'll make sense for you as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think even if you can consider it to be an experiment, you know, sometimes I describe it as like you're seeing all these dresses on a rack in a department store and you think this one's going to work for you or this one's not going to work for you. Sometimes you take mm-hmm. them in, you try them on, and you're surprised at what actually works and looks best and fits you. And so, you know, if you can just think of it as kind of an experiment or trying something new on, especially if you've experienced disappointment and frustration up to this point, it's kind of like, why not try something a little bit different? Why not experiment in a little different way and go ahead and give it a go?
That's a good analogy, because also what Michelle is saying is, don't just look at the dresses and think how they'll fit, try them on, actually try them on. So it's all very well to stand aside and say, oh no, that dress won't look good on me or whatever else. Actually try it on, see what it's like, and then notice from the inside what it feels like. Just take it a step at a time and go with what resonates and notice what happens around you. Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, well, this has been such a fun conversation, and I really appreciate, Hemal, your sharing of these things. And I know you have a free gift for our audience. The link's going to be right below the video or audio that people are watching from. And this is a video called 7 Sensational Insights to Find the One. You want to share a little bit about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's something I've recorded not too long ago, very recently. 7 Sensational Insights to Find the One. It's very much about finding the one anywhere. And we talked about energy and so on today. It's about finding out metaphysically what's happening. It's clearing blocks within you, whether you're wondering whether he's out there, how will it happen, when will it happen, the how, like we talked about, wondering that when you do meet him, will it work out? Will it always work out, sort of thing? So various things that you may be thinking about. It's sort of 7 principles, 7 insights, which will hopefully soothe, make the journey much more understandable, enjoyable. Things make sense and have a lot more clarity. And also very much what we were talking about earlier is, are you ready to receive it? So there'll be various things that will ask you, it'll make you think about, but certainly, are you ready to receive it right now? And so it's a video I covered with some lovely imagery, which I think you will enjoy and find very, very valuable.
Thank you. Thank you. That sounds wonderful. So again, everyone, you can click on the link below to take advantage of that free offer. And also, it's a way to stay connected with Hemal. And I know you're going to want to, because he has a lot to share and a lot of wisdom. And if this is resonating at all with you, it could be a really fun opportunity to be in more contact and be more connected with him. So I want to give you a chance to kind of leave us with a last word or a last thought, or if there's anything you wish I would have asked you that I didn't ask you, go ahead.
You know, Thank you, Michelle. You know, when we have these chats, and I love these chats with Michelle, because, you know, I'll have some things I want to share, and then Michelle will add things, and something else will come out of the cuisine. So I've enjoyed this. I think we've covered a lot of different stuff. You know, we talked mainly about online, but it tied in with, you know, although it was going to be about online, you realize how much that's connected to the offline as well, and how much is very much connected to you and your own consciousness. And so, and one more thing, actually, I thought about, which I realized I didn't say, is that, you know, you might find, having considered what we have said, that you might find, you know what, I like the online stuff, but you know what, I don't want to do online for right now, and that's okay. So it's like we said, it's like, you're using stuff to evolve and grow, and then at a particular point you'll get some insights. It might be that you want to be more offline, or it might be that you're going to be more online, or you want to try something different online, or whatever else. So just be open to what comes up within you. So although we talked about online, it could be that that gives you the awareness to try something else as well. So it's, again, it's about tuning in to yourself, and you'll have the answers come through you. That's the main point here, really. It's about connecting to yourself and then enjoying whatever you do, whether it's the online process or any other way. I think we've covered a lot here, Michelle. In terms of much more to add, I think we've covered plenty. I think a lot of people will get a lot of value from this, and I'm sure then in future we can connect more and share even more.
Yeah, thank you so much, Hemal. I really appreciate all that you've shared, and I love the energy that you always bring. Speaking of energy, I always love the energy that you always bring to these conversations. It's upbeat and positive and encouraging, and really the whole event is really designed to give people insight and tools and hope for wherever they're at in their particular journey. And so I really appreciate your contribution. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Again, like I said, it's an honor to be part of your prestigious event. It's great to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. And for everybody who's watching, we also want to acknowledge you, because the fact that you're here, you know, there's a lot of different ways you can spend your time. The fact that you're here and going deeper into some of these topics and trying on new ideas shows something about you, that you're the kind of person who is committed to having an extraordinary life and extraordinary love. And so we really want to acknowledge and commend you as well. And thank you so much for watching. And we hope to see you for more of the Man Panel. Bye-bye for now.